science doesn't attempt any sort of meaning, it only attempts explanation. Any idea of getting some real, genuine sense of meaning out of it is really a completely pointless exercise.
From that first time that I learned about that we are mostly space, that, and then you learn later on that it's about energy and vibration and all that kind of stuff, and it just goes from there, that somehow there is an intelligence to the universe, that somehow there is a benevolent intelligence to the universe, and that that's the core of everything.
It's exciting any time you succeed in explaining something naturalistically that had previously seemed to require a supernatural explanation.
Connectedness or interrelationship, whatever word you want to use, seems to be the ground stuff of the universe and of creation. That creation is not, ever since the Greeks we have been believing, that it would seem creation is not primarily about discrete atomistic units, and that therefore trying to find the ultimate, to get to the ultimate building blocks, we try to break things down into discrete units. But that's not the way to discovering the deeper truth of the universe. That we probably are on a far more fruitful pursuit if we look more at the concept of things interconnecting and interrelating, and that something akin to relationship is the foundational stuff.
In other words, Newton's equations were very good in a certain limited environment, but then when you got to the extremes, they washed out and you had Einstein's equations coming in, and sort of, Newton is a special case of Einstein, if you will. I sort of think science is a special case of reality, of human perception of reality, as is math. The whole is far beyond what we can understand or encounter.
Now, what is a singularity? What it is the uncaused first cause. It's something that causes everything we see in the physical universe, but not itself caused by anything. It is the cause of everything, of all causes that exist in the universe. Now, an uncaused first cause, which cannot be constrained by physical law, any possible physical law, I say, is just God. That's what our traditional theologians define the word God.
It's curious because there's a certain scheme which I've been developing recently, the cosmological perspective on things, but it does tend to affect how I think about things in ordinary life. I find it's a bit surprising. Partly, I think about how things last. I don't know whether it has a big effect on what I do, but it does affect how I look at things in some ways. So I imagine that one is influenced by how the scientific community views existence and so on. And these things can affect how we actually behave in one way or another.